Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is February the 4th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Leviticus, chapters 13 to 15. God did not call us to uncleanness. In our reading portion today, we see the laws concerning leprosy that included leprous people, garments, houses, bodily discharges, and the rituals for cleansing them. Holy living encompassed every part of life in the children of Israel, and God instituted these laws with a purpose. We read in Leviticus chapter 13, verses 45 and 46 like this. Now the leper on whom the sore is, his clothes shall be torn and his head bare, and he shall cover his mustache and cry, "Unclean, unclean." He shall be unclean. All the days he has a sore, he shall be unclean. He is unclean and he shall dwell alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp. We again read in Leviticus chapter 15 verse 31 like this. Thus you shall separate the children of Israel from their uncleanness, lest they die in their uncleanness when they defile my tabernacle that is among them. As we draw a spiritual application in our lives, let us examine some scripture passages that speak to us about our uncleanness. How does uncleanness enter into our lives? Romans chapter 1 verses 21 to 24 gives us the answer. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. So what does God require from us? Colossians chapter 3 verses 5 and 6 instructs us like this. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 3 to 7 further tells us this. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as it is fitting for saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which is not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For you know that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. Let us always remember, God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse number 7.